DC makes the highway to hell sound pretty fun. Live in easy, party time. But being lackadaisical is a terrible approach to take with estate planning. Estate planning is one of those things that's easy to put off, but waiting too long can leave your family and assets unprotected and your loved ones having to deal with probate court. Now, comparing probate court to hell is a bit extreme, but it's still something to avoid if you can. The good news? A solid estate plan gives you control over what happens both while you're living and after you've gone. If you don't have one or have one that's inadequate, your nearest and dearest will most likely end up managing your estate in probate court when you pass, which is time-consuming and expensive compared to what can happen with a good estate plan. Here are the most important estate planning dates to keep on your radar. First, when's the best time to start estate planning? Your parents or guardians are in charge of your estate while you're a minor. But once you're legally an adult, you may want to designate someone other than your next of kin to make medical or financial decisions for you, or to serve as a backup if they can't be reached in time. To do that, you must have formal powers of attorney in place. These are documents specific to each state, but they're usually called a power of attorney for health care and a power of attorney for property or something similar. Another great time to start planning is when major life events occur. Getting married, having kids, buying a house, getting divorced, having parents or siblings die, or starting a business are all milestones that should trigger the start of estate planning or a review of your estate plan. By the time you're 50 or earlier, if you have significant assets or have dependents, you should have a will, powers of attorney, and possibly a trust in place. The earlier you plan, the better protected your loved ones will be. If you already have an estate plan, what are the key dates for updating it? Estate planning isn't a one-and-done deal. Life changes, laws change, and your estate plan should evolve with them. Here are some key times to review and update your documents. Every 3 to 5 years is generally a good idea. I know that might sound excessive, but laws and personal circumstances change, and we forget to keep track of our estate planning with that. So, review your estate plan regularly and ask your lawyer if there are any changes to the law that should be incorporated. After a birth or death in the family is a great time and an important time to make updates. Adding or losing a family member will impact your beneficiaries. Marriage or divorce will affect your estate planning needs and goals. For example, your spouse may have automatic rights, or your ex-spouse may need to be removed as a beneficiary. When you buy or sell major assets is a good time to make sure your will or trust reflects your current assets. If you or a loved one faces a serious medical diagnosis, it's time to review powers of attorney and healthcare directives as well as your will and trust. Finally, here's one many people miss. When you move to a new state, different states have different estate laws and your plan may need adjustments. Estate planning isn't just for after death. It also includes powers of attorney to handle things while you're alive. A power of attorney, or POA, allows someone you trust to handle your finances or make healthcare decisions on your behalf, but only while you're alive. Once you pass away, your will or trust take over. Let's look at the important dates for powers of attorney. When does the power of attorney take effect? You get to decide. Meaning it can take effect immediately, meaning the person you name can act right away if you choose that option. It can go into effect only if you're declared incompetent, and this is called a springing power of attorney, and it requires medical confirmation of incapacity or determination by family members that you're incompetent to manage your own decisions. It doesn't just mean that they disagree with the choices you're making. It truly means that you are not in a proper mental state or physical state to be able to manage your own decisions. When does the power of attorney end? The moment you pass away, or if you revoke it while you're still mentally competent. When's the best time to start or update your estate plan? Before you need it. By planning ahead, you ensure your wishes are honored and that your loved ones aren't left scrambling. Death and incapacity can be sudden and unexpected, so waiting until you're elderly may be too late. You also can't execute powers of attorney, wills, or trusts if you are mentally incapacitated. Instead, someone will have to go to court to be declared your guardian. Gambling with time, if you wait until you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, is risky. Sometimes plans don't get finished before you pass. If it's been a while since you last reviewed your estate plan, or if you haven't started, now's the time to act. Do you have estate planning questions? If you do, please drop them in the comments.